From the newsroom of WBUR, I'm Daryl C. Murphy. Welcome to Consider This from Boston. Yawu, you are the senior editor for the Bay State Banner, you know, a paper that covers local news through a lens of the Black and Latino community in the city. And right now, you've been keeping an eye on the redistricting process in Boston. And we're in this period right now where there's kind of a historic moment happening as these city councilors work through redrawing the voting map, right? Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah. So the city's population has grown, but it hasn't grown evenly, which is to say some neighborhoods have added more people than others have. The ideal average for each city would be to take the city's total population and divide it by 9. That would give you 75,000 people per district. One district has substantially more than that, and that's District 2, which is represented by Ed Flynn. And another district has substantially less, which is District 3, which is represented by Frank Baker and is in Dorchester. Flynn has 13,000 too many people. Baker has 6,000 too few people. Those two districts, again, have the biggest deviations from the average, and they absolutely positively have to change. Those are the two councilors who've put up the most resistance to any changes to their maps.
Got it. Now, I understand there's also an issue with Councilor Worrell's district as it relates to packing, where it's a district that is heavily concentrated with people of color, which is bad because that could weaken their vote citywide. Am I correct?
What it does is if you put too many people of color into one district, it's traditionally been a way that white politicians have restricted the black vote. It's 90.5% people of color and just 9.5% white, Worrell's district. So if you increase the number of people of color in the adjacent district, particularly in Baker's district, it would give voters, people of color, a greater chance of winning a city council seat. That district, District 3, which is represented by Frank Baker, has always been represented by Irish Americans. You can kind of see a pattern here. The way the districts were originally drawn, Irish American and Italian American people had 7 of the seats, and then black people only had 2, a seat centered in Roxbury and a seat centered in the black portion of Dorchester, which also includes, that district also includes Mattapan. The districts were originally drawn along racial lines. Initially, it kind of made sense for black folks because it gave black people for the first time ever 2 seats on the council that black people could run for and win. And those seats have always been represented, District 7 in Roxbury and District 4 in Dorchester, they've always been represented by African Americans. The problem with Worrell's district is somebody could sue under the Voting Rights Act and say it's packed, and they would be right. Those are the 3 things that absolutely had to change during the redistricting process. And, you know, those changes represent the shift of a few precincts here, a few precincts there, but the fight on the city council has been epic.
Right. And, you know, I would imagine some of that fight, you know, has been fueled by tensions that happened earlier this year in the summertime when city councilor Ricardo Arroyo was facing some allegations of sexual misconduct and sexual assault, but was never found guilty or charged with anything. But, you know, because of the report that came out from the Boston Globe, one of the results was that he lost his chairmanship of the city council redistricting committee. And that seemed to reveal some of the racial tensions that exist among city councilors. How are they getting along through this process? Do you think any of that is still around, you know, as they're trying to make decisions on how to redraw this map?
Right. Again, as you mentioned, Ricardo was never charged with any crimes. The Globe said he was investigated twice. It's not even clear to what extent there were investigations in either one of those allegations. In the second allegations they mentioned, he was not investigated. He had no connection to any crime. Interestingly, Frank Baker pled guilty to drug trafficking And he was never stripped of any committees. This was clearly a move by City Council President Ed Flynn to remove, to disempower Ricardo Arroyo in the redistricting process. He probably didn't trust that Arroyo would treat him well. And again, Flynn has the most that needs to change in this process more than anybody else. He has to either give up precincts on the South Boston side of his district or in the South End side, and he's expressed unwillingness to do either. He doesn't want to split South Boston, and none of the white elected officials who live in South Boston want to see their district split between two city council districts. So that's revealed what I would say is a long-standing schism on the council where, you know, the Irish American city councilors who traditionally have held between 7 and 10 seats on the council have been at odds with the Black and Latino councilors who have, up until this point, never really had more than 4 seats on the council. But in this current council, councils of color make up 6 seats, and then you have at least 3 white progressives. So the equation has changed. What we're looking at now is that a group of organizations representing Black, Latino, and Asian Bostonians has come together. This coalition has come up with a map. People are calling
That's the unity map, right?
People are calling it the unity map. And the chair of the redistricting committee, Liz Braden, and Ricardo Arroyo teamed up, did a version of that unity map with minor changes. They've proposed it, and they have 7 votes, at least 7 votes, which is enough to pass their map.
This sounds pretty historic just because of the council members involved. And also, it's like a first for the city as it moves towards representing the population, right? Like, and it looks like they're going to win. Is this correct?
That's correct.
Can you kind of talk a little bit more about just the significance of this moment?
Yeah, since the year 2000, Blacks, Latinos, and Asians have been winning more seats on the council. And this is the first time, really, when we have, you know, 6 seats held by people of color, 3 progressive white councilors. This is really the first time that councilors of color can take on the Irish old guard and win. So it's a really, really different council than it was, you know, even 5 years ago.
Mm. Well, Yawu, thank you so much for coming through and talking with us about this. Because, like, as we see, you know, in cities, states all across the country, redistricting and voting maps have a serious, serious impact on communities, especially communities of color. So thank you for covering this. And thanks again for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Sure, Daryl.
That's Yawu Miller, senior editor for the Bay State Banner. And you can find more coverage from the Bay State Banner at baystatebanner.com. And that's all for today. From the newsroom of WBUR, I'm your host, Daryl C. Murphy. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Do you want to feel more connected to your community? If so, you should check out Radio Boston, WBUR's local daily news magazine where the town hall meets the kitchen table. Radio Boston is a great way to stay connected to what's happening in our city and our region, 5 days a week. Just search for Radio Boston on your favorite podcast app and hit subscribe.